This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
All right. Hey.
Family's back together.
How the heck are you? Wow. This is I, Derek Ruskin, back with you here on Ruskin and Sack, here on ESPN Arkansas. And on HitThatLine.com and the Hit That Line Now app. Greetings and salutations. And thank you so much for joining us. 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. The fam is back together for a little while. And then, there's going to be 2 weeks where the fam's not together. But that's okay. You know, stuff happens. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, everybody's got to get their vacation in.
And the pending suspensions after today's program will also.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble today. I can guarantee you. If the pre-show was any indication, we are going to get ourselves in
trouble
today.
So the plugs. Let's start with that. We have been sent a ton of stuff.
Yes.
By Peter in Australia. I have a scarf that you can see I'm holding up if you're watching on YouTube or wherever you watch this thing for the Adelaide Crows.
Crows.
Is that right?
Yeah, Crows. They're an Australian rules football league
team. But it's
team.
Spelled on here Crom because apparently someone got drunk and just screwed it up.
Misspelled it.
This is a lovely scarf on the days when it's cold in here, which may not be today, but at some point it will be.
He sent us an Adelaide Crows flag. We have right DQ there, is sporting, if you will pop her up. Yep. She is sporting a Crows hat.
That's right. Yes.
Let's see what else we get.
There's a jersey above your head.
Jersey, yeah. Which we'll show later. And there's a lovely letter that Peter penned while inebriated, which we will read later, that he doesn't remember writing.
Perfect.
I'll just tell you, it starts off, dear subjects. So we'll read that later. And
there's a podcast.
Yeah, it's Crowject.
I have come back here, and as usual, there is great tension. DQ is her cat's being cyberbullied on the internet, which is where cyberbullying happens. We also have two giant do-or-die games in sports tonight are very exciting. I'm more into the hockey than the college baseball. There is no windfall from the college baseball tonight. There's no windfall for any of you or Arkansas in general. So I don't know what side you want to pick here because none of it's good for Dave Van Horn and for Arkansas. Let's walk down this here for a minute, all right? Should Tennessee win?
Bad.
It's bad because now the prodigal son got the ring before the mentor did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good. On the other side of this, if A&M wins,
bad.
It's bad because A&M threw a bunch of money at baseball, got Schlossnagel 2 years ago from TCU, where he was going to the College World Series all kinds of times. I think he went five times. And in 2 years, they're going to get to the mountaintop? That's not good either. Both have passed Dave currently in SEC baseball and college. They passed him because it's not so much what you've done. And he's put, eight on the wall out there, seven on the wall. But what have you done lately? And 2 years ago was the last one. And now, nothing stands still. You know, like they said in Ocean's 11, guys don't change. They either stay sharp or get sloppy, but they don't change. And now it just feels like there is a no-win situation here for Razorback baseball. But, hey, keep getting transfers from these other places that may or may not pan out, like the ones that they got high major transfers last year.
They did.
Some kind of panned out. It's not good. It's not good for Arkansas either way tonight with this College World Series do-or-die ballgame. It's not good. There's no windfall here for Arkansas. It's not about the money. We've been playing that game for 30 years about, you root for the league. It's about the money. The money is marginal. All right. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. when you're talking about college baseball. And by the way, more people are going to watch the Stanley Cup final tonight than the college baseball. And there's no doubt about it.
How was the mood in Canada when you were there last week?
Oh, they were very excited.
Were they very excited?
They were very excited in Canada. Yeah, they were.
You come back from your honeymoon, and DQ and I were shocked, dismayed, disturbed that you two, A, were listening and actively participating.
Okay. So the biggest thing in the world is if someone's going to talk about you, you want to know what they're going to say, right?
Right.
And I'm with you two. I'm like, why are we listening to this? Why are we listening to this?
Even
we could
bothering?
Go have our third lunch of the day
right.
at the all-inclusive. Why are we doing this? Well, she wanted to hear what you were going to say. So that's why that's why
Did
we
listened.
Did I
say anything offensive?
I don't know. She obviously was behind the yellow napkins, which DQ did not like. So that was...
I didn't mean... I just didn't know they were napkins.
Okay.
Nobody did.
I was very confused.
Nobody did, but it's fine. But she sent me photographs. First of all, your donut eating was... How were the donuts?
Oh, God, they were good.
Okay.
The only bad things I had there, the bacon was too flimsy and the macaroni and cheese wasn't any good. But everything else was excellent, including the donuts, which I stowed away because we had to... Listen to this nonsense, all right? So to leave on Saturday, the guy came by to pick up the bags outside of our door at 3.
A.M.?
A.M.
Whoa!
3.
Why?
We had to meet in the lobby for the bus at 3:30.
Why?
A.M. For a 7 a.m. flight.
Edmonton's that busy?
Them's the rules. Okay. You know, the bus is going. You got to be on the bus. And two of these idiots were like, we didn't leave till 4:15, which we were all furious about. Because why do we get to wait on them when the rest of us were down here doing what we were told? Anyway.
Ask him about his butler, DQ.
Oh, yeah. The three butlers.
He had three butlers.
The three butlers.
Week. Yeah.
So when you get there.
Did they have the bacon that you were complaining about? We're getting texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Was this Big M or Little M?
It was Little M bacon. DQ, okay. It was not good. It was too flimsy. It may have had flavor if it was cooked properly, but it was not. I mean, bacon can't be limp. It's got to hold up in a straight line. And it wasn't good.
Did you bring us anything back from Tim Hortons?
No. Yeah. I tried to bring back some rum punch. You wouldn't believe. Oh, God almighty. It was fantastic.
You tried to bring back.
Can you bring alcohol across?
We could. We didn't
for
do
you.
It.
Yeah. Little tip for you. When you go on trips like this to Canada, bring back just a little bit of sand, and you put it in a glass bottle with you know whatever in there, and it's a little memento from your trip. Just FYI.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Round bacon?
Round bacon? I don't know. They had an omelet station, so I was happy about that. What else? What was I talking about? I was talking about
the butler.
Oh yeah, the butlers. Okay, so you get there, and they're like, "Hey, you know, we're our first butler." Meets us.
What was his name?
Her name was Vanessa.
Okay. Well, at least you learned their name.
And the first name, and she's like, hey, look, okay, your room's not quite ready. Why don't you go get some lunch? You've been in the plane all day. I'm like, great. So she's walking us around, takes us to the little lunch place, whatever. And they, we get to the room eventually. She's like, oh, here's your phone. They give you a phone. And they're like, you need anything? The butlers are on the other end of this phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you call us or text us, and we'll get it done. And so that's it. So you get a phone and a butler and the whole deal. It's weird because, like the butlers want to do things that you're more than capable of doing yourself. It's very like it's helpful in arranging like dinner and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Going to eat, but like you know, they want to like every room gets like a little like igloo cooler. You can fill it up with whatever, and they bring it down for you. Well. They also want to bring it back up.
Sure, they
I'm
do.
Like, no, no, well, I can carry the cooler.
They're working for tips. That's why they're there.
They got tips. Let me tell you.
Also, you came back with a cricket obsession.
Oh, they love it over there. They love cricket.
Up there.
Well, wherever. They love it. I'll tell you where I went. I don't care. I mean, it's no longer a security threat
true.
Now.
Yeah, you're right.
But I got to tell you about the tour guide who was a scream of a character. Had his own theme song.
Nice.
The tour guide.
Okay.
Oh, man. He was outstanding.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls.
You know, it's only important when it doesn't involve nudity. That's when right. We don't yep, want
that's
equal
right.
opportunity.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Right. Your Ruskin
enough
and Zach
shaming for the day.
X polls. You submitted this one on Saturday, okay. Zach.
I noticed this. I went to the grocery store. I was going shopping, and I noticed myself doing this. Mm. Go ahead.
Okay. When you're singing in the car, are you the lead vocals, the backup vocals, or both?
Yeah, I'm all over the map on that.
I'm both. I found out that I sing everything.
58% of people said both. 35% said lead. 6% said backup. I guess just humming along.
It depends on the song.
This is what the real question is: do you play an air instrument? Also
in the car.
Yeah,
like the song "Respect" by Aretha Franklin. Yeah. Backup is just as much fun as the lead.
That's when you play air sax,
right?
At that right. The breakdown. You know what I mean?
Huh? Yeah.
I don't really go all out singing in the car, honestly.
That's your problem, DQ.
I sing a little, but the problem is I hardly have any tinting on my windows.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely see me. Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
DQ, never going to see these people again.
It doesn't matter. I don't know. I just don't. Because now people are getting in the habit of filming strangers on the internet.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And I don't want to end
illegal.
Up on the internet. So, okay. At the movie theater, do you sit through the credits to watch the end credit scene?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
59% said yes. 40% said no.
I stay till they turn the lights on.
I think Marvel, I know you guys don't like Marvel,
no.
But I think Marvel has really ruined it.
Movies?
Because
they have
end credit scenes in all of their movies. So now everyone thinks that every single movie is going to have a scene at the very end. And so then, you know, you just look silly.
You have to watch the credits, see who the key grip was on the best boy on all these movies or whatever.
I went to the movies last night and I knew there was an end credit scene. And I thought, so I went to see Inside Out 2 last night.
How was it?
It was good.
And?
I liked it.
Okay.
It was also frustrating, but the first one was frustrating too. But so I thought that there was going to be an end credit scene that unlocked a new emotion that was gonna.
Oh yeah,
oh, to bring
Inside Out 3.
Yeah, but it didn't. It was just a secret that the main character had, and the secret was really dumb. So we wasted like the 4 minutes of our time.
The berry was not worth the squeeze.
It wasn't. But also, do you know what I learned?
What?
This is off topic. Pixar, when they produce a movie, they put all the babies that were born during the production of the movie. They're called like Pixar babies.
Oh.
Huh. How about that?
Okay, you guys don't care.
I don't know what to do with that.
I don't know what to do.
It's a fun fact.
What is the... Oh, sorry. Wow, that's great.
There were like 40 babies born in between the...
Fun fact?
There were 40 babies born between what?
The start of creating Inside Out 2 and the end.
I assure you that there were at least 40 babies born after the 1994 national title.
Oh, they were conceived.
At least. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
No question.
Okay, anyway.
9 months later, a lot of Nolans running around. Corliss is out there.
When an update notification pops up on your phone or anything, do you update it immediately or wait until later?
I need more information.
On your phone, on your laptop.
Okay.
On your TV, on your PlayStation.
Okay. Am I plugged in?
No.
I'm not doing it.
So your options are immediately, wait until later, or wait and then forget. 42% said wait and then forget.
You. Oh, I never forget. That red dot haunts me in my dreams until it's gone.
13% say immediately. I wait and then I forget. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X-Bulls polls. Go touch grass.
Hold on.
Yes.
You were late this morning.
Yeah.
Why?
I had to do something at my leasing office.
Oh, did you,
are you moving again?
Get, hold on. Did you get
your...
All you had to do was ask them
for
the key to your mailbox.
And they would have given it to you.
It doesn't matter now.
Why?
It just doesn't.
Are you opting out of the mail?
No.
Like Kramer?
I'm just out. I don't want any more.
All right.
Sorry.
Just go pick the lock on her mailbox.
Ethan and Atkins, I'm sorry. She was there. I get a text from her this morning. Hey, I'm going to be a little late. What did I send back to you?
You said go get the key, but I didn't get the key.
I went to the post office today. And oddly enough, there was a guy there that was needing a mailbox key. He had been given the wrong one. He just moved here and he was trying to sort all that out. How about that?
Well, see,
he got the key.
The thing is I've lived there now for like 4 months. What if they think I'm stupid?
That's why you didn't get your key?
You know, well, it took me probably 2 months to realize that the key didn't work.
Do you need a proxy to do this?
And now it's been two more months.
Because of embarrassment? Do you need a proxy to do this?
In which city is this office?
Fayetteville.
I will go get your key.
This is driving me nuts. It doesn't matter now. Anyway,
did you get evicted?
No, I'm not.
Wouldn't be the first time this month.
No. Not nice.
By the way, I have to share a text with you on the McLarty Daniel hotline.
All right.
You teed me up on that one. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on here. Andrew and Lowell. Good to hear. Ruskin is back and didn't vaguely resign from his role also.
All right. And we're off.
Okay. Yes, that's right. Let's see here. Texts are coming in. Let's see here. Caleb in Pangburn is drinking and watching cricket. Ready for the show. All right. Very good. All right. Can't read that one.
No, some of them are offensive.
Yes. Kathleen Madigan said, Canada is like an attic. You don't go that often. And hey, there's some nice stuff up there.
You find some pretty cool stuff.
Jamie in Fayetteville texted in there. Yes. No, I did not go. We threw in Canada because we didn't want any of you to, follow me or whatever, because, you know, some of y'all are nuts. So, I went to the island of Barbados for the honeymoon, where I had a butler and the whole situation there. So it was great. Very, very nice people there. A very nice country and place to visit. And a badass flag. I got a shirt with the flag on it. I'm going to wear one of these days.
Really?
They got a great flag.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like got blue and yellow, and then there's like a trident in the middle. Like one of those three. Like,
trident makes everything better.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a great flag. Great flag. So here's the thing. That's right. Fun with flags. So they love the cricket, and they are hosting the final in Bridgetown of the T20 thing. And they are part of the West Indies team. All those islands got together, and they're, you know, the West Indies team. And on Friday night, the West Indies played the U.S. in Bridgetown, in Barbados, at the Kensington Oval. And I'm watching this. I'm like, man, we should have went to this thing. Can you imagine? You have no idea what's going on, but, I mean, it seems like everybody's having a good time. So, but we didn't go.
But then we had to have the bags 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. And I think I was up for 22 hours on Saturday. Awake. Well, that's not true because I slept on the plane some. But anyway. So, you want to hear about the tour? What do you want to hear about? Well, the wedding? What do you want
to
hear about?
T.A. wants to know if there were any white rocks in Barbados.
No, they're not. No, they're such nice people. They never. Apparently, in Barbados, they have this place, and on Friday nights, they just have a big fish fry, and everybody like comes out and just has a big fish fry. Okay, like, it's so, a big big party.
So we told the third person story, my viewing of you searching for the bourbon.
Oh, and I found it.
Yeah.
I was doubted.
But
I was ridiculed, DQ. Yeah, they didn't believe in me.
You found it, but there was a moment where you put your hands on your hips like Forrest Gump. I was standing on the balcony, and I went, he has no idea where it is. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have a clue.
I also forgot my pants.
Yes, yeah. I told that story about how we lost pants.
So there's a funny moment in the and God Almighty, where do I begin? Okay, so the first look happens, and I'm like, you know, Niagara Falls.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yes.
And, like, at one point, we got to pull the audio on this because I was mic'd up for this thing. And at one point, like, I'm like making, I didn't. There are noises I've never made before or since.
Did they sound like this?
Yeah. Like, I'm honking. Yeah. I was honking like a goose. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. So anyway, we get through. We read the letters to each other, the whole deal. And she confesses to me, you know, I had to go print this. Like, I forgot to print this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Forgot. She forgot her laptop.
She forgot them. Yeah. So they had to bring her laptop in. It was a whole deal. This after her mother nearly bled to death that morning for a whole other thing. So I'm like, so I felt okay to then, because we were not going to tell her the pants story. That was going to be the plan. And I believe, in fact, the planner came in one time and said, when I said, I'm going to get my pants, she's like, okay, we are not telling her about this. Yeah, yeah.
Did you tell her you almost lost the bourbon?
No, I think she was she was apprised of the bourbon situation. I think someone was updating her.
Was she apprised of your plan B?
I told her about that, too.
Okay.
We got into the truth tree because she told me about the letter thing. And I'm like, well, let me tell you about this. I forgot my pants. Luckily, they were in the closet, or I was going to go to Men's Warehouse, buy pants. That's what I was going to do.
Well,
anyway.
Well, the conversation among the groomsmen were, who's closest in size?
That's right. Yes.
It was like, well.
That was going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
yes.
We may be down a groomsman, but we were going to have you in pants.
Right, right. So
you might look like Steve Martin.
I found a pants. They fell off of a hanger into the floor of the closet, so I found a pants. So I did want to correct the record on the on the nearly falling down situation.
Oh no.
I have to tell the truth on this.
Okay,
not your version of it. This is
did
what
you
actually,
almost fall over?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now she almost fell over.
I didn't see that.
She almost fell over. That's right. But I was there. I was all over. So here's what was happening, is I had been on my feet at that point for roughly 90 minutes straight. And let me tell you something about these shoes that were rented. These rented shoes. These brown effing rented shoes. These are the worst shoes that have ever been built.
They were horrible.
For any man of all time.
DQ, there were, how many of us, including you, were there? Eight?
Eight or nine, yeah.
Every single person.
Everybody hated the shoes.
The minute they got on the feet, they were like, oh, these suck.
Yeah. They were awful. So I'm on my feet, you know, with pictures and stuff for like 90 minutes in these shoes. Well, my dogs were barking, all right? So you're up there and you're looking at her, and I'm definitely not going to look at the crowd because that would it have been over then.
Right.
Because I see one person in the crowd, it's over. So I'm like, all right, look at her, look at the preacher man, look at my feet. So I'm like, and don't lock your knees is what they always said. Yep. So what am I doing? I'm shifting my weight back and forth on either leg so that I can get a little relief because the foot is just mind-numbing pain, like indescribable foot pain. So that's what was happening there. I did not lock my knees. I did not almost fall over.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes. When they opened the doors, because I watched you.
No.
Nope, no.
No. No, no,
when
no.
They opened the front door.
I was all
you
over.
Went...
No.
Yes.
No. Okay, I may have done that, but I was not going to fall
over.
And
you rocked forward, and I went, uh-oh.
It was
even
all
Tommy
about,
said that. He's like, you need to, he's like, move closer to him. And I'm like, if he goes over, there's nothing I can do.
I'm not, no.
He's got a head start on
me. I was never going to fall over. I was just trying to get some level of comfort on the
great value. My Bob feet Ross, here. Your father is texting. He said you rock so much you made us seasick.
I know. I was trying to, you know, I was over. And then, so by the way, I learned this. I did not know how they did this, but what they did, they took this Bible and they paper clipped in like the script in the Bible.
Yeah.
It looks like he's reading it. He's not reading
it. No, the script's right
there.
So
I'm looking over there. I'm like, oh, cool. That's how they do that.
Shouldn't you have been paying attention to your bride?
Well, that's right. Yes.
That's for me to do.
That's right.
Hey, like, did you see that?
So I'm like, the saving grace on all this, on the blubbering, was the fact that the repeat after me's, because they were, some of them were like a couple sentences at a time. So you really had to like focus in. Or you were going to flub a word or something. In fact, he had to repeat one part because I got lost.
Your bride is texting.
Well, what'd she say?
She said
on the McLarty-Daniel hotline,
on the McLarty-Daniel hotline, she would like to point out that she was also on her feet in heels.
That's true, too.
All right. Yeah, way to think of nothing but you.
I don't think anybody had had comfortable shoes on.
Hell no.
No one did.
No, well,
that's right.
You know who had comfortable shoes on?
Who?
The bridesmaids. They had silk pajamas.
They did flip-flops.
They did have silk pajamas.
What did we have? We looked like a hobo gang.
We did. We looked like we just came off the docks.
We looked like we walked out of a YMCA basketball game.
It was terrible.
Anyway, that's, I wasn't going to fall over. That was all half-truth and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
Tommy's inching me closer. Going, you need to get closer.
Yeah,
even your dad. Even your dad
was under control the whole time.
Was it?
I was not going to fall down.
You were under control.
I may have, made some more of those honking noises, but I was not going to fall down.
You did. You were going.
Here's the other thing. So the video guy comes in before and puts the mic on. So I've got the mic on for like 30 some odd minutes.
I got a bone to pick with you about your video guy.
I knew I was going to say something that he was going to clip and leak and we're going to get canceled and the whole deal's going to. So I was very con until the moment I went to the bathroom, forgot the mic was on.
Solid
work. So there's somewhere there is audio of me taking a leak that I'm sure will be great fun for
number
everybody.
One, when they came in and mic'd you up, I was very pissed that I didn't get a mic too.
You didn't get one. No,
I did not get
you
one.
You weren't speaking.
Oh, I would have. I absolutely would have. But I have a bone to pick with you about your video guy.
What did he do?
So after the ceremony was over, we walk out. Yeah. And I have to circle back because I got to go pick up my kid. And I sneak back in. You hadn't come down. Or you had gone. The bridal party was still coming out. I sneak in. I mean, that little enclave.
Yes.
So I guess he had his son with him.
Yeah.
And his son is like standing right next to me. He sees my daughter. And he's like, I know her. And I'm like,
I do remember
No,
this.
You don't.
I do remember this.
He's like, no, I know her. No, you don't. I go to school with her. No, you don't.
I do remember this. Yeah. That's true. Yes, that's right. And then I can't remember what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah. This will all come out in the, we'll get to it all eventually. We don't have to do it all today. But let me tell you something else. After this whole thing was over, everybody ran away. Everybody went somewhere. They had something to be. There was one guy who stuck around and loaded and unloaded every one of these miserable boxes that we had to. And it was this guy over here.
Yeah.
Zachary Bartholomew Arnes. You're the best, man. I don't know what to say. I do not know what to say. You went above and beyond
the
call of duty.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
And hopefully nothing I said was offensive.
No. In the speech, I heard y'all breaking down the speech last week. He went for the heart instead of the joke.
There was one joke, and it was very soft.
And I thought about this. It was a great move because I don't think that room was ready to laugh.
No.
So it was smart play to not go for the comedy because I think you would have died up there.
Absolutely. No, it was never. I wanted you to think it was going to be completely off the rails, but it would have never, ever gone that way.
Right. So it was amazing. And I got all that stuff out of the garage yesterday.
Yeah.
So I can park in the garage again.
We stacked it high.
Yeah, we did.
Like really high. And your father-in-law stuck around the whole time.
He did. Well, he had the truck. So
he stuck around the whole time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Just me.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale of fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Backwards.
That's right. Yes.
Mike Nabors and I had like 15 things I wanted to talk to him about. You can get to one of them.
All right.
Not
there you go. Perfect.
One.
Perfect.
Rolled it over to the next day.
He is the best fill-in talk show host.
No question.
Maybe ever in the state of Arkansas.
No question.
Think about it. Think about that. To fill in and just be seen. Nobody can do that.
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. You can literally ask him a question about anything and he'll have an opinion.
He's the best.
And he can go. And he's one of those that like... Once he gets going, he'll say something. You latch onto it, and away you go.
Well, that's the key to everything here, is if you just have to listen and find the thing, and then we're off and running. That's what you have to do.
We filled out his Arkansas bingo card.
There you go.
Talked about the MENA airport.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Perfect. So a few different people on the trip. We'll get all the trip stuff out of the way, and then we could do our other board affair here or whatever we're going to do. But they're like, you got to go see the island. Don't stay on a resort. Go see the island.
All right, great.
So we booked the trip, and Mrs. R, the improved Mrs. R,
wait a minute, improved?
Yes. Well, it's an upgrade. Let's be honest here. I mean, come on.
For who?
For me.
Oh yeah. Oh so no. Okay. Sorry, DQ and I were like, what?
Mrs. R. Mrs. R.
She's like the Ohio State. The
Mrs. R. That's right. That's it. That's what we'll do now. No.
The Mrs. R.
And by the way, that's all legal. I went today. I had to take back the phone that I heard DQ wrestling with the message to leave on the phone.
You did?
I took the phone back. Yeah.
Can you please give me that message?
I'll try. I haven't picked it up.
Maybe, so there might be a weird...
What did Kinsey say?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. So you send it back to them, and they pull the audio off and send it in.
Because,
so,
like, we're walking out, and I said, Kins, I said, go leave him a voicemail. She goes, what do you want me to say? And I'm like, I don't know, make it up. She's like, all right, cool.
So I shipped that away. I shipped the vase. with I sent that away. And then I went to the courthouse and made it all, you know, official and got all the stamps and all that stuff. It's all even legal
before
and all that
stuff.
Before
she changes her mind.
That's exactly
make
right.
Make sure
yes.
you got her paper.
That's right, yes. So the first business day we're back in town, I got all the right. All that squared away. So when we go on the trip, and they're like, go take a... So she's been, you know, looking to these groups of what to do there and all this stuff. And they said, a lot of people mentioned, go see Captain Larry. Captain Larry is the tour guy. All right, so we're hanging out at the pool one morning and out on the beach there, because the pool's right next to the beach. And there's a guy in a captain's hat and a white shirt, and he's like carnival barker. And he's like, hey, come see Captain Larry. I'm like, well, there's Captain Larry. So, you know, we made our way over there. And, you know, we're like, well, we want to go on a tour and all that. And he said, now this is going to sound fake. All of this I'm about to tell you is true, okay? The first thing he says, DQ, Zach, he shakes our hands and he's like, first of all, congratulations. You just met the world famous Captain Larry. And I'm like, okay, well, we're off now. So we get the tour, and the tour, we have to be in front of the resort at like, I think it was 9 o'clock. So there's, you know,
AM or PM?
AM. Okay. So there's several couples out there. So we're all standing there on the sidewalk. The cars are lined up to take us because you get every couple's in one car. So you get a driver. And then the two of you are in the back seat, and the driver's telling you about taking all around and everything. So all the drivers are there. The cars are there. We're all standing there. And it happened to be our driver. This guy, Trooper, was the...
Trooper.
Yeah, that was his nickname.
Trooper Taylor?
No, not Trooper Taylor. Okay. No, he didn't have a hat on. But Trooper's like, you know, thanks, everybody, for showing up. We're going to have the best time. It's going to be great, and on and on and on. And then somebody from the staff is sitting in one of the cars, and they hit the Rocky theme. And I'm like, okay. So the Rocky theme starts up. The Rocky theme starts up, and they're talking about the team, and this is the best team on the island, and on and on and on. But now we need you to meet, you know, our leader, the man. And then the next theme hits.
Captain Larry, the best in Barbados. He's the famous Captain Larry.
Not a word.
Who you know better than Captain Larry?
Captain Larry's
dream team.
The best on the island.
Yeah, the famous Captain.
So let me tell you what I saw, okay? Because I didn't think to video this.
Why did you stop that?
I look down the street and around from a bush. Here comes Captain Larry. White shirt. White captain's hat, a like burgundy, looked like velvet blazer. I don't know. Jacket.
Wow.
And he is strutting / dancing down the street to his theme song. So here comes Captain Larry, the best in Barbados.
Captain Larry.
And he's dancing
the
down the street.
It's
the greatest
Larry.
Thing I've ever seen.
Who you know better than Captain Larry?
What a showman.
Larry's dream team.
On the island,
yeah, the famous Captain
wow.
Larry.
So he, you know, he greets everybody. He does like some James Brown steps there. I'm serious. Like he was doing like, you know, I feel good, like right there in front of us. And then, you know, we all huddle up. You know, they offer a prayer to everybody has a good day and everything. And then we all get in our cars and we get in the car. And then he comes up to the window and like shakes our hand again. It's like, hey, you're going to have the best time, whatever. So that's Captain Larry. The best on the island.
Wow.
So, of course, as you can imagine, we were humming that song for the better part of the day.
I'm sitting, by the way, Captain Larry is on YouTube.
Good.
If you just
is the dancing on there?
I'm there. I just all I searched was Captain Larry Barbados.
It was so entertaining. And then we go on a tour with Trooper, and Trooper's taking us around, and Trooper was the best. We went everywhere on that island. The island is like 24 miles wide. By 14, or 24 across, 14 wide, something. Anyway, it's like maybe these two counties up here, the size-wise. I don't know.
Think about this.
Anyway.
Just think with me here. What if Captain, while I'm gone, you get Captain Larry in here?
Oh, it'd be great.
Wouldn't
Are
it?
You kidding
okay.
me?
Okay. Just, you know, something to think about.
Yes. So we go on this tour. I mean, we went everywhere. We saw Simon Cowell's house on the beach. We saw the Kensington Oval, at least as close as we could get.
Now, the Kensington
security.
Oval is?
That's where they are having the cricket finals
the
this
cricket
weekend.
Cricket grounds.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
That's right. And it's right around the corner from Rihanna's house where she grew up, which is on, like, Rihanna Drive now, I think they named
oh,
it.
Oh, well, it's nice.
Then we went, like, into the backwoods. Like, they didn't have dirt roads. The roads were paved.
but they weren't like all in great shape. So we're rocking around, and then we end up at this little restaurant by a cave, right on, like there are rocks and then ocean. Like that's where we are. It was an incredible sight to see all this stuff. And he took us a few other places like that on the, I guess, north side of the island. We were staying on the south side of the island. So anyway, I'm just about through with, like, okay, the tour's done and all that, and we're back in the room, and I'm like, I'm not thinking about that song anymore. And we get an she gets an email from the tour people. Hey, thank you so much. You know, hope you had a great time. Leave us a review. And by the way, we've attached Captain Larry's theme, so please share it with everybody. And guess who started playing it again? Captain, she played it again.
Wait, now if you play this like three times, does he show up?
I hope
like Beetlejuice.
So. I hope so. God,
is he gonna dance through the lobby?
Match game down the hallway. Larry's dream team, the best on the island.
This is
so.
This is terrific.
I'm like, I was just about over this earworm, and now it's back, and we've been singing it for 3 days now.
And you'll be but singing it sent, for more days.
This is even funnier. Like, we got the jingle package. Like, they sent this version, which starts at the hook, and then they sent the album cut. There's a verse and a chorus.
Like, how long?
Like, 2.5, 3 minutes or something.
That's 2.5, 3 minutes too long. Does wait, no.
Incredible.
Now, that what you just played was the hook.
Yes.
That's not the song.
No, no, no.
There's more to it?
There's a verse and then the hook, yes. I just have the hook in here because, you know, due to time constraints.
Man.
But yeah, that's when we walked around the corner of the wall or the bush there and starts dancing right when the beat drops.
Abner
it was
points,
awesome.
Abner has now voted DQ. Put this on the poll if you would. Is that our new rain delay music?
Oh, Captain Larry. Oh,
Captain
yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Okay.
The Captain Larry theme. So Captain Larry may get some customers out of this. And okay. I hope so because, oh, he was so fun. It was great. And a great tour and showed us everything. I
why don't
fed
you
a
make
monkey.
That your ringtone?
I mean, I could do that.
You
I
what?
Do, I fed a monkey. Trooper takes it. Trooper shows us this one part, like this old military stuff, and there's a horse racing track. And then he stops at this fruit stand and buys two bananas. And I didn't know what was going on. And then he takes us to this like this old military graveyard to show us some of the, you know, heroes or whatever, Barbados. And there are monkeys there, like green monkeys walking around. And so he chops up the bananas, like, you know, go feed them. So we both fed the monkey. We did. It was cool. And you put your hand up high, like if you're standing like eye level, and the monkey jumps up and gets the banana out of your hand. It was awesome.
DQ, he's a 10, but he's got his own theme song.
I think it's fun.
Okay.
So entertaining.
Yeah, Isaac and Mount Ida is right. We need to hear the whole song.
Oh, you want the album cut? Huh?
I think you've teased us enough. We need to hear the whole song.
Right. That's right. Here's a text. Maybe you read this. I hope not. It's all fun until Captain Larry sues for royalties because we're
also
playing
true,
with
yeah.
song without express written consent.
At that point, I don't know you.
That's right. Yes. Well, then it's a station problem. Then that's right.
Yeah. Tommy, good luck with it.
Yes. Jesse wants the Captain Larry song for the on hold music for all callers.
Great one. Well, see, now then we would get in trouble.
That's right. Your call is important to us.
Captain Larry, best in the island.
Yeah, I got it.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything, from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Right. Scott wants to trade Captain Larry for Larry the bowling ball.
Listen, poll questions are just pouring in. Better Larry, okay. Captain or bowling ball?
The Razorbacks don't deserve Captain Larry. No, I mean, you need more wins than what you got. You can't have a coach two games above 500 or whatever.
They go to the Liberty Bowl. You go to the Liberty Bowl, and Captain Larry's your halftime entertainment.
Just dancing.
Just out there dancing. Yeah, great question from Graham in Prairie Grove. How did he become a captain? Are we sure he's not a commander or a commodore?
I'm not really sure.
Did he have the stripes?
We didn't look up his records.
Okay. The bona fides. I would like to know which university did he study to become a captain?
He was a great showman, the greatest showman. It was really
good.
What?
If you're gonna do that, have a good time.
Oh man. Anyway, that's what happened there. You can join us here at 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. I have we'll do this a day early because I've been out for a while, but I have looked up the update on the drive for five.
Uh-huh.
We're at 782.
That's not good. That hasn't moved.
What is going on in two weeks?
What is going on here? Well, you know what's going on.
They now need 64 subscribers a day to hit their goal of 5,000 before football season starts. So that's where they are right now on the edge. So
yeah, it's not going well.
Wow.
We talked about this a little bit last week. I don't know what that magic button is that's going to. I actually think the consumer is getting smart about this. Why would I give you money? It's been totally
framed and presented to the fans wrong. There's a way to package this where it's palatable to people, and they have just never done it that way. So people are like, no, we're not doing it. There's a way to do this. I've suggested, make it more like, sell it to people like they're, investing in one of those horses, one of the triplets. It's like a syndicate deal. Like, hey, you get a piece of this if times are good. That's my idea, is to make it feel like you have an ownership stake in the thing, not just, hey, you want to help go buy someone's Porsche for them. I mean, it's stupid.
Or
the way they present it is horrible.
Or you can enable certain members of your media corps to do that. So tomorrow when we come in and go, hey, it's time for the drive for five.
That's right.
You'll know.
Right.
But
exactly.
They have chosen other measures.
Obviously, the most influential program is this one. And their refusal to play ball with us is obviously biting him in the butt big time. That's the deal. So there's a
great point from JT in Hot Springs. Are we sure that the 5,000 is not actually a typo? It's supposed to be 500.
Well, in that case, they've well exceeded it with plenty of time to spare. 66 days to spare.
But they, all those suckers buy stock in the Green Bay Packers, and they are happy to do it.
They go to the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, they do.
But people, they get their little certificate suitable for framing. They get to go to that fake meeting or whatever it is.
There's also a one-time $125 charge.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
So it's not like you're paying $200.
You need stockholders. That's what you need.
What they want is they want you to pay a car payment for
every month.
Month. And the Packers just want you to do it one time.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not surprised that their strategy hasn't worked because the AD has been against this since the whole thing started like 3 years ago. He didn't want this, but he's been dragged into this era. So they're trying to figure it out with someone who's at the top playing defense
to do the 50-50 raffle during the games.
I love those.
I love the idea.
It's a great idea. The pros.
Before the UAPB game, we're going to have a pie auction, and then we're going to do the 50-50
Can we do a
raffle.
Cakewalk in the parking lot?
Why not?
For the gate one?
Absolutely.
We'll do a cakewalk.
Sure.
We'll do all the fundraisers that they do at church festivals. We'll have a cakewalk. We'll do a pie eating contest. We'll do the whole thing.
Matt Naik in South Carolina is a fake stockholder in the Packers, but he will not give to the Alumni Association or the NIL fund.
Right.
So,
but he already gives to the foundation. Well, there you go.
And the Packers also went to the playoffs.
Right.
And you got Jordan Love. He's good.
He's engaged now, too.
Is he?
He's taking the vows.
Boy,
yeah, look at this guy.
DQ, it's in the water.
This. It's in the water, DQ.
Watch out, Zachary.
No. No. No, I came to the realization over the weekend that I am not willing to put any effort into any other human being but me.
At the exact same time, we've gotten a suggestion on the McLarty Deal hotline. Dunk tank and kissing booth.
Well, you can't do the kissing booth.
Why not?
You know.
Morgana? I mean, we could do the... Okay, dunk tank.
Depends on who's in there.
Get the pie... Put a pie in the face of the AD.
Ooh.
Raise money.
Ooh.
You know, I had an idea 2 years ago. I was like, well, we need to do something to like...
Not we.
We need to do something to parlay this into some sort of, you know, charitable thing. So I'm like, why don't we set up a dunk tank and put me in there and just, you know, we'll raise all this money for whoever, you know, children's, whatever we're going to do. But we never did that.
No.
But I'm like, we could have raised thousands of dollars, put me in the dunk tank after that whole Turner debacle a couple years ago.
DQ, would you be willing to sit in the dunk tank?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. On a day like today.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'd love to be in a dunk tank today. Are you crazy?
He's outside.
Do you think it hurts?
No.
No.
No, you, I mean, you, it's.
So the tub of water is big enough where you don't hit
anything?
Yeah.
No. You're reputable dunk tanks. Yeah, have plenty of room.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 feet deep.
Yeah. You're fine. It's not one of those plastic, you know, ankle pools over at Walmart.
They're not throwing the ball at you.
That's right. Yeah. You got a net in front of you.
Yeah. You have some kind of plastic or something.
Yeah. You're protected. Sure. Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was willing to do it, you know, to help out the kids or whatever, but it never came together. Because what would people love more than to see me go into the dunk tank at that time? Maybe still.
Scott says the foundation needs, or not the foundation, the Edge needs to start a Ponzi scheme. Those
there
usually
you go.
Work. Yep.
That's right. Oh, soda bottle ring toss. That's a grand.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what carnival games can we...
What about the pyramid of milk jugs where you throw the ball and try and knock them over, but it's all rigged and you can't... Uh-huh. Like, yeah, we need to... I like the carnival game where all the little rubber ducks are floating around and you pick the one up, right. And if it's got the star, you win
or
whatever.
I love that one.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, I love it.
It's
a good
fun.
One. Yeah, I love
it. It's like apple bobbing, but...
Right.
Better.
Oh, we could do Bob for apples. We could do that to raise some money.
Let's do like a drive where if you donate a certain amount, you get to call a play.
Hey, why not?
Bobby'd love that.
Why not? That's right. Yeah, you'd have to do that with 10:59 to go in the first quarter.
Right.
Not an important play. Just, you know.
Raffle tickets on a quilt.
Oh, that's
a good one. That's a good
community
one.
Quilt.
What about the turd toss?
Cow chip toss?
Yeah, DQ, you've done that. I mean, from Elkins. You've done the turd toss, right?
No.
Really?
Yes.
What about like, what is it? What's the game? The cow bingo?
Oh, cow chip bingo.
Bingo, wherever they take the dump, you know, you get the...
That's. What about that game where you have the hammer and that big like thermometer thing and the bells at the top and you try to get the thing to hit the bell? What's that called?
Matt Naked, South Carolina. And we actually proposed this earlier. What about take all the money, as he says, the 782 idiots gave to the Edge and put it on red? Just let it ride.
No, they'd screw that up. They'd put it on double zero. We wouldn't even pick a color.
Can you see that? In a meeting's like, well, the only thing we can do is we're going to run over to the casino. We're going to throw it down on red.
That's right.
All of it?
All of it. We're going to let it ride, baby. Hey, I'm really good at poker. You could put me in the high limit room. All right, put Johnny in the high limit room. Hey, lost it all. Yeah. Oh, a weight guesser. That's a good idea.
That sounds like a terrible idea. That sounds horrific.
Can you guess my weight? Well, I've never tried that before. That's interesting. Wow, you're really thorough.
I don't think that's a great idea at all.
Oh, wow. Or that gun where you or that game where you shoot the water and the thing go up.
What's the thing?
Track?
The guys who ride the motorcycle. The poker runs. Is that right?
Oh yeah, poker runs. Yeah. Poker run be good. Right. Raise some money there. There you go.
Or they could, you know, they could go on the DQ Kenny plan and just not pay their taxes.
He does pay his taxes.
That's right.
I feel like I should say that.
I don't feel like you have an issue with the IRS if you do.
I mean, doesn't everyone though?
How about a fortune teller? You know, Zoltar is on the main street there in Hot Springs.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Shimmy, shimmy, wow, wow.
But it's there, and he tells jokes. He doesn't actually give you it's kind of a letdown, but
that's dumb. Fortune teller. Do they still have those on College Avenue?
How about this, DQ? You donate to the Edge. They give you a pass, and you can bring a cooler full of water into War Memorial. You get your money back.
Wow. They could do something where
donkey basketball is still on the table.
That's still on the table. Yeah, yeah. Does Bobby get to ride in the poker run?
No. Oh no. No. He can be the official starter, but as soon as that's over.
Don't blame me. My dad came up with that one, all right? Yeah. On the McLarty.
Way to go, Rube. Way to go, Rube.
Right. Way to go.
That's
right.
Scott's suggesting just buy it all up in scratch-offs.
Oh, yeah. Take it all to the store, and it gets a bunch of scratchers.
What about fishing behind a curtain for tickets?
Puppet show?
Marionettes?
These are all better suggestions than what they're doing now, which is not much. But you can get a bunch of gear with a logo that means nothing to you.
When you see Hunter across the border over there at a casino throwing it all down on red, you'll know what's happening.
He's looking around.
Anybody watching?
He starts dropping stuff in a slot machine. cherry. Lemon. Darn it. Son of a gun.
He's got to drive home. What am I going to tell everybody? I lost it all.
That's right.
That'd be great. I'd sign up for that.
How much did you lose? All of it.
What? All of it. I guarantee you that.
That's the plot to Vegas Vacation, by the way.
That's right.
Clark Griswold loses all the money and has to go get it all back. Play it Baccarat. Or no, Keno. Keno is how he wins it all back.
DQ, according to this texter from the 870 asking, would your mom be willing to donate some eggs from the illegal chicken farm?
Ooh.
She gets a lot of eggs, so okay. Yeah.
I got it. Silent auction.
Absolutely.
Oh, silent auction.
Bachelor auction.
Chili cook-off, silent auction.
DQ?
I like the one where everyone makes the baskets. You know, the basket auction.
Yeah.
That's my favorite type of silent auction.
Put them down there on the sidelines before the UAPB game.
Yeah.
It's got all
You
got
have like the movie
on.
Night basket and the self-care basket.
That's right.
Live and silent auction. We can get an auctioneer.
The crazy part is everything we're suggesting, we're kind of joking, but if they did it tomorrow, there would be more money in their coffers tomorrow
than there
is today.
Yeah. Just an old-fashioned, the 50-50 raffle is great. You get one of those big drums. You roll it out there at a timeout. You pick out the number. I mean, there you go.
In front of, like, dozens and dozens of people, say, somebody is walking out of there with $152.18.
There is nothing that makes people want to play the 50-50 raffle more than the scoreboard throughout the game providing updates on what it's up to.
Oh, man.
It's up to 200 grand. All right, I'm in.
Building the anticipation. It'd be like the lottery.
Because you will laugh at it until you get to the point where you're like, okay, now I'll go play.
Give me
10 tickets.
And look, you do it, and you do the drawing like halfway through the fourth quarter. That would because that keeps people around.
Yes, that's right.
And keeps people buying drinks.
Correct.
Yes, and buying tickets.
Why are we not in charge of this?
I don't know. We've got better ideas than they've ever had. I mean, honestly. Less yakety-yak during timeouts with people that nobody care about, and a more 50-50 raffle. That's what you need. That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, here's your dad says they do a 50-50 raffle at the dirt track every Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Look.
They do it at Wolverine games. We have them.
What's wrong with a dot race? What's wrong with a... I've got some ideas.
Yeah, the dot race is iconic. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
allow wagering on the dot race? DQ, then you get some money.
You
in
know
there.
That guy that they bring out there during the halftime show that paints?
Oh yeah,
DQ,
that guy.
Could your dad do like some wood carvings at halftime?
Oh, like 90-second wood carvings?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's what Lillian Nunley, who came in here. That's her talent Miss U of A, she painted something real fast.
This seems
it's a good one.
Jason from Conway says, "How about a pyramid scheme?" I mean, look, everything we
call it ArcaCare.
Everything that we have given them is going to put money in their coffers tomorrow.
We just need like a meeting. We'll go over there. We'll sit at this long board table. And, like, listen, here
what
are a few
idiots
ideas.
Want? Pie auction,
pie sale, dot race, 50-50 raffle. Well, I mean, you know how much we need to. Hey, listen. People will play. They'll see that number going up on the scoreboard. 100 grand, 200 grand. Oh, they're in. Oh, all right, now I'm going
to
go.
I swear to God, if there's a 50-50 raffle, I'm going to lose my bleep.
Well, we did that.
No, I'm just saying. That's us.
That's our thing. We did that. That's
like in the fourth quarter, somebody's going to win $250,000.
That's right. Yes.
I guarantee you, when they say that, like everybody's going to
be
like,
you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Easy.
There'd be longer lines at the raffle ticket counter than at the beer line. There'd finally be relief at the beer line.
Let's say you had 70,000 people in there, and everybody spent $10 on the raffle. What is that? $700,000?
Right.
Somebody's walking out of there with $350,000.
That's right.
That's a house.
That's a house.
That's a good house.
That's a really that's a house in your neighborhood.
That's right.
Where DQ and I are living.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a couple houses where we live, Zach.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
But DQ, are we being irrational here? 70,000 people, 10 tickets. You sell them in groups of 10. You raise $700,000.
Just saying.
Scott's got it on the McClarty New Hotline. Hunter needs to put it all on Ethereum.
Put it all on Ethereum.
No.
Crypto.
No, 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 no. Take it from me. That's a bad idea.
Get the mines. Build those mines. Build those mines.
You got that. That was clean.
It's helping football. That sound you hear is victory. That's what that is.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Oh, my God.
What happened now? She texting you? This is another part of my world that is now upside down. Is everybody knows everybody? Brother-in-law's texting you. She's texting you.
No. Actually, yeah, your brother-in-law texted me earlier. The Razorback Foundation just announced they're getting some office renovations in July and August.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the foundation has money.
Yeah, they're good.
The Edge has no money.
None.
The NIL has no money. None. The foundation has money. They've got
they've
got millions of dollars.
Yep.
They're doing fine. And now that they're not paying four football coaches, they're doing okay.
and
they don't owe Musselman any money. So I mean, they're doing okay.
Yeah, JT's right. You know, somebody's going to win $350,000 at the UAPB game, and then conveniently the winning ticket will be ineligible due to some sort of a little snafu.
No. The winning ticket is sold to one of the people that work in the foundation.
Yeah.
I won!
No, you didn't!
We get to keep all the money. It's a rigged system, folks! Rigged system!
Look, if they want to save some money on their electric bills, I'm willing to consult.
Yes, you are. Oh, yeah.
I am a master at that.
Man, you'll have those... That game, as soon as the clock hits zero, you're turning all the lights out.
no question. Yeah. Sam's not even off the field yet. I shut the power off.
Oh, yeah, they haven't even
shook
hands.
Out.
And you're turning the power. Everyone, please use your phones and your electricity to navigate out of the stadium because we're not helping anymore.
Abner has an off-topic question on the McClarty Daniel hotline. Is there some sort of ceremony in which we initiate the new Mrs. R into the Merry Band of Idiots? And what would her title
be? Well, she's listened for a long time.
I understand, but
this is not.
She's never officially texted in that we know of.
Well, she texts us now.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
She doesn't get into the fray of this, text line.
But there's got to be
just the direct line.
We've got the samurai swords. We'll put a crown on her head. We'll knight her, and she'll be good to go.
Right. That's right. Well, it's all legal now. So, I mean, the paperwork has been filed. So, it's all legal now. Let's see here. But, she thought, you heard this story. I don't know if everybody heard this. Like, when I told her what I did, she thought I was hosting some podcast in my basement. She thought I was hosting some podcast on the sixth floor and not, didn't know
actually,
the scope of what this was.
Your sister-in-law framed it best.
Yeah.
She said, living in your parents' basement, wearing sweatpants, doing a podcast.
There's nothing wrong with sweatpants.
I like good sweatpants. Those are my eating pants, baby.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that. That's right. What you got against sweatpants?
Nothing. I love them.
I love me some great. Sweatpants.
I put juicy on the butt.
That seems wrong. seems incredibly wrong. Is that with a capital J or a little J?
DQ just put her hands in her head in her hands
DQ,
on that
we
one.
Told
I'm sorry.
You today was going to get bad.
Oh, yeah.
Warned
we're there.
Yeah,
we're there.
Warned you. We
still got a long way to go, folks.
Yeah, we do.
This is the longest show we have. This is the worst. At the same time, this is unbelievable. This is the longest by time and also the worst show we have on ESPN Arkansas.
Let's give you more.
Something doesn't make sense there. It doesn't make sense.
We have the gold standard. Let's let them do less. Let's give you more.
And I need to get, I need to find, I need to reach out to this person and get the exact quote because I'm trying to remember it and I don't really remember it perfectly. But we met with somebody, one of her mom's friends or somebody that listens to the show.
Oh, God.
And she said, this woman said, yeah, I like to listen. She said something about, I can't remember it perfectly. I wish I could. But her review of the show was, I like to listen when I don't want to think about anything.
Well, that's not very nice.
I'm like, well, that's perfect. That's what this is. Don't think about it. We're not thinking about anything. It's perfect.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we got to
remind me to tell you the story of having DQ get introduced to a bunch of people. There were a group of people that wanted to meet DQ at your wedding.
Yeah. Well, she's more famous than me.
Well, I mean, there were people that were like, is that DQ? And I'm like,
the murmurs.
Yeah. Is that DQ? I'm like, yeah.
It's her.
And I gave them a real name.
I did hear a murmur.
Yeah.
Someone asked Ty.
It was a murmur.
I also apparently spent some time. I didn't realize I had consumed as much as I had.
Yeah.
But I did. I kept going back to the table. And what was I calling you?
Peasants. He said, how's it going with the peasant table?
They were in the back.
I apologize for that.
By the way, did you notice the theme of that table?
Yeah, it was the...
Legal. It was a legal theme.
Yeah, there was some drama at that table.
There was a legal theme.
There was.
Jackie Mox there. There was another lawyer there. Yeah. There was an aspiring lawyer there. Like, they were all there.
Oh, yeah.
And then me and Ty.
That's right. And then Ty, who needs a lawyer at some point. So it all worked out.
DQ, he's a 10, but he wears sweatpants.
I love sweatpants.
Yes, you do.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.